The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So could just use a little bit of time, maybe 5 to 10 minutes for any groups that would like to report on what came up, what was of interest that could be shared with a larger group. It would be great to hear about your conversation.
So one thing, I kind of said this, is this working? In my group was, I did do this nonviolent communication thing for 9 days. It was really a cauldron, but one thing became clear to me as we were going on, and it relates to what you said about metta, and that is, it's actually a realignment of listening often when the speaking softens, because if we're listening for other people's feelings and needs, we're less caught up in content. And for me, who has an incredible ability and disability to evaluate, judge, it takes us out of that part of the brain. To be listening for somebody's feelings and needs is to be connecting on a level that's energetic and human and willing to hear everything they have to say as just an imperfect way to meet a need that's universal, that I have too. Might not have it in this moment or in this situation, but I have it. The need to connect, the need to belong, the need to be heard, the need to matter, any number of needs. So I just think it's always a good thing, because for me, listening, that it just gives me a better handle, because I'm kinesthetic, and sometimes it's hard to listen. I get confused by content.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, I feel like this whole discussion, all the Buddha's words on right speech or wise speech, we could say wise listening with the same categories. So thank you. Beautiful.
Hi, I'm Mary Laurel, and I'm sorry, this isn't something that came up in the group, but it's something I've been thinking a lot about, and that is the nonverbal communication that goes with the verbal. And maybe that's a separate workshop, but I'm wondering, sometimes the communication is decent coming out of the mouth, and the nonverbal is not. And I'm just wondering if there's something to be said related to that, or perhaps that's a whole other workshop.
Agreed, you know, agreed, absolutely, yeah, yeah. And I think our nonverbal communication is expressive of the heart also, like, you know, whatever tone is in the heart, whether we mean it to or not, is expressed through our energy, through our body, through our gestures, so maybe even more so than our words. Maybe even more so, we kind of read that in each other. Yeah.
So one of the things that I brought up in my group that I'm working with right now is that some of the social science data right now suggests that although it's hard to change people's actual values, you can often change their social norms. So if there's a kind of acting out or incivility in public discourse, that encourages others to engage in that, so that there's this, even people who may not feel something very intensely, they have kind of a permission to do something. So the suggestion is that it's really important for people to contest what is inappropriate speech, or we talked about toxic speech here. So the idea of just ignoring it or not giving it any energy, but finding a way to disagree with it, to say this isn't appropriate, to challenge continuously and to kind of call people on behavior that might be incivil or hurtful. So it's really been a challenge to try to find a way to do that. And the particular platform where this is really challenging, of course, is Facebook, or some of our digital communications. But it does seem to me that there is an obligation. I mean, it's the balance between not energetically feeding something that is toxic and the obligation to speak up and to express that what's being expressed or promoted is harmful, it's hurtful, it's not appropriate. So that's where I'm finding this kind of struggle as a practice, because I do feel an obligation to speak against what is really harmful, and especially since there's this idea that sort of monkey see, monkey do, that it really encourages other people to do that kind of thing.
I had the same kind of question with all this stuff that was out there, and I used the saying, no news is good news. And so I just avoided all the news. And I mean, just if you want to check that, any news you get, you listen and you tell me it's good, and I will be wrong, okay? But as far as I know, every news article that I'm reading or hearing is not good news. And we shared about how, like, if you get your foot stepped on, you are likely to do one of three things or four. One is step back on their toes, or kind of close your mouth and go, and did I deserve that? And another is to, we could look at what we want to say and kind of sift through it, filter it out, and say, well, if I say this, this is also about me, because what comes out of my mouth will be a reflection back at me. And the fourth, silence. I'll practice that now.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to check in a little bit later, but right now we'll move on. So thank you, everyone, for sharing from your groups.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.